Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Just the other day, I was putting on a pair of gloves without paying attention and with some difficulty. Wouldn't you know it? I was trying to maneuver the left glove onto my right hand, leaving the right glove waiting for my left hand. Silly, eh? Needless to say, it wasn't going well. After a good look, I saw the problem and switched them out. No wonder they didn't fit. I think there's a life lesson in this. Namely, how well do your gloves fit? Time for a fit check. Like me, have you ever gotten your gloves on backwards? You know, your right hand in the left glove and the left hand in the right glove. It's uncomfortable and ineffective. If you don't get switched around, you find yourself discombobulated. Actually, this describes what happens when people decide their life should go one direction, but God created them to go a better direction. So why don't people trust God and submit to Him in life decisions and daily details? Of course, everybody has their reasons. However, maybe those reasons aren't enough. Well, at first glance, it seems people trust themselves more than God. At second glance, it's easy to mindlessly go through the strokes of daily responsibilities. But third, a deeper look, it seems people don't love God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Maybe that's a good start as we explore how well your gloves fit. Let's take a fresh look. You get a fresh look when you put God central in all situations. Quite literally, this changes the landscape. So let's take a fresh look, and let's start with you. Just like I needed to, number one, pay attention when putting my gloves on, number two, admit I was wrong when I maneuvered my fingers into the wrong glove, and number three, realize my gloves would never fit properly if I didn't correct what I was doing. Just like that all happened, we all need to practice these same three things to make good choices, even in mindless tasks. Number one, pay attention to what's going on inside and around you and to what Scripture says. Number two, admit when you're wrong and stop manipulating things to fit what you want. Number three, realize it'll never fit properly until you and I renew full surrender each moment to God. Often we get sidetracked. Even when your heart is in the right place, you can misjudge what you think, say, or do in a situation. Just like I mindlessly tried putting on my gloves without paying attention. When we get sidetracked, we need a fresh look at God. So let's keep looking. Here is the first point. God's power, intelligence, and creativity accomplishes amazing purposes despite people's responses. He can absorb rejections, obstinance, and disregard just as easily as receiving obedience and faith, and still bring about His purposes either way. God will always get His work done. Remarkably, He never errs, never gets behind, never misses a thing. But there is something much more at stake. What is that? Well, simply this. How you respond to God determines your character, your path, your patterns, and your rewards. So the first point talks about God's power, intelligence, and creativity. But you need to do some things too. Second point, God knows how to soften and harden hearts. Additionally, you are designed to partner with God in His work, to put your hand in His glove. be sure to put your hands in the right gloves so you are not left out of the right response. If you keep putting your hand in the other glove, you risk hardening your heart toward God. Is that really what you want? To participate in hardening your heart toward the Lord's plans and design for your life is a serious thing. Remarkably, He invites you to partner with Him. So, respond to God's initiatives to nurture a soft heart in everything that happens. Okay, the third point. God gives many opportunities to put your hand in the right glove and to keep a soft heart. Faithfully, He even did this with Pharaoh. But Pharaoh hardened his heart again and again to God's ways. He was obstinate. He liked to disobey and do his own thing. So, God gave him over to his choices. Pharaoh developed patterns that left him in the wrong glove. God let Pharaoh keep his hand in the glove that he repeatedly chose. He honored Pharaoh's free will to choose. However, that also meant no more chances. It meant, have it your way. He let Pharaoh harden his own heart. Also, he let him have his way and follow his pattern of choices. In the end, he used Pharaoh's choices to set his people free. God saved his people through a hardened heart, but it could have been through a soft, pliable heart. That Egyptian king could have partnered with God to bless God's people. Pharaoh could have taken his hand out of the rebel glove and put it into the surrendered glove at any point until the very last. But he refused. Can you imagine what world history might have been if that Egyptian king had chosen to be more like Daniel or like Moses? If he had decided to partner with the one true and living God? Okay, the fourth point. God always prevails with his holiness and goodness. He is never stumped. He knows the human heart intimately since he designed and created it. If anything, he is on the extreme side of mercy and grace. God always extends hope because he is holy and good. God is the perfect partner for you in every scenario. He is far beyond the minds of people. Matter of fact, such a holy and good God should be point person in all things, including details of your life. Maybe you should connect with him on all your life scenarios. After all, he will prevail. God is your best resource, hands down, or shall I say, hand in his glove. Alrighty, those 4 points that we were trying to make as we took a fresh look at God. First point is that God's power, intelligence, and creativity accomplishes whatever he has in mind. Second point, God knows how to soften and harden hearts. Third point, God gives many opportunities to put your hand in the right glove and to keep a soft heart. And then the fourth point, God always prevails with his holiness and goodness. I think it's time to talk about floppy gloves. Have you ever had a pair of floppy gloves? They just kind of hang limply until you put your hand into them. That's exactly what it's like to live without God filling your life. A floppy life, like a floppy glove. Subsequently, at the moment you step back and ask God to fill your glove with his hands, transformation begins in your inner self. And this change flows into every facet of your living. It's a miracle. Additionally, it happens each time you invite God's hand into your life. There's a flip situation to this. To explore this flip idea, I'm pulling some content from a previous article entitled "A Regular Person Superhero." You might want to check that episode out. So here we go. God completes you. It's like putting your hand in His glove. His design envelops you through the simple act of your surrender to Him. Incidentally, in His glove you find perspective, power, strength, character. You find renewal and resilience. A gloved hand is invisible, but its presence is very real. Colossians 3:3 says, "For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Your hand in God's glove is you, tucked inside a protective force field." Since there's nothing God can't do, with your hand in His glove, there is nothing you can't do. So when you surrender your full essence and identity to Christ, you become super you. Gloved, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Philippians 4:13. You actually become a regular person superhero when you are gloved. Interestingly, when you stay gloved, you fail less. You can also flip this analogy the other way around. Think of yourself as an attractive yet empty glove. You are helpless until a hand slips in. When you invite God's Spirit to live inside you, His hand slips into your empty glove. Jesus helps you manage daily issues. Christ in you gives you strength and purpose. On the other hand, without God's vibrant life inside your glove, you are an empty shell of a person. There's no safer place to put your hand than in God's glove. At the same time, no other person is worthy to fill your glove than the Lord. Either way, you were designed to live gloved. And that's how a regular person makes an influential mark on their family, friends, church, community, and the world. So make sure your gloves fit and get your hands in the right gloves. Now for some application thoughts and questions. Number one, what kind of gloves are your hands wiggling into? Two, have you put your hand in God's glove and let Him transform your life? Three, do you welcome God's hand in your life glove each day to shape and empower you? Four, what regular daily choices prove you're putting your gloves on correctly? Number five, God wants to help you make healthy choices and leave your best mark on this world. However, it's your move. He won't take away your free will. So make good decisions. And then number six, get your hands in the right gloves. Don't be left out of God's blessing. Be right, not left. Portions of this content came from our book, It's Your Move. This is a devotional book that takes you through Romans and powerfully challenges you to live with perspective and purpose. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.